Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. I've never heard of this, but there's a Facebook watch series called New Mom. Who dis? Maybe it's your favorite. Anyway, on it, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau answers some hard-hitting questions from kids regarding his blackface controversy. Yes, kids doing the job the mainstream media won't do. We'll have audio. Two, Alex Trebek says he has some regrets about sharing his pancreatic cancer diagnosis, and he says his time on Jeopardy could be drawing to a close sooner rather than later. And number one, The White House declared Tuesday it will halt any and all cooperation with what it termed the illegitimate impeachment probe by House Democrats, sharpening the constitutional clash between President Donald Trump and Congress. We'll talk about it in a moment, but also later in the hour with Dr. Adam Carrington from here at Hillsdale College. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, stevegruber.com, for all sorts of information, podcasts, giveaways, and more. 888-999-66 is the phone number. And in this hour, yes, we'll talk with Dr. Adam Carrington, also Stephen Moore, former Trump advisor, FreedomWorks, Heritage, elsewhere, and Byron Henry in just a bit talking about the Supreme Court arguments yesterday. The LGBTQ civil rights case that is standing before the court. We'll discuss with him in about 10 minutes or so. What we know this morning on the impeachment probe is the news. The White House saying it will halt any and all cooperation with the impeachment probe by House Democrats. Story here from the Associated Press. And then, because he's smarter than I, we're going to hear from Victor Davis Hanson. He was here on Hillsdale's campus last week. He's one of our faculty members. I don't have his official title in front of me, but he comes and teaches Hillsdale students at least once during the school here, and is a friendly with the school, of course. He was here last week for our chapel dedication, did a lecture for our friends here on campus. He was on Martha McCallum last night. We'll hear from Victor Davis Hanson in a moment. Trump attorneys sent a lengthy letter to House leaders bluntly stating the White House refusal to take part in the inquiry, quote, given that your inquiry lacks any legitimate constitutional foundation, any pretense of fairness, or even the most elementary due process protections, the executive branch cannot be expected to participate in it, White House counsel wrote. That means no additional witnesses under administrative purview will be permitted to appear in front of Congress or comply with document requests, according to a senior official. The White House is objecting that the House has not voted to begin an impeachment investigation into Trump. It also claims that Trump's due process rights are being violated. Adam Schiff, I know your favorite congressman, tweeting in response that Trump's refusal to cooperate with the inquiry signals an attitude that, quote, the president is above the law. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, your second favorite person, I know, has insisted the House is well within its rules to conduct oversight of the executive branch under the Constitution, regardless of a formal impeachment inquiry vote. White House letter, the AP story says, marks the beginning of a new all-out strategy to counter the impeachment threat to Trump. You might have seen some of the commercials. I saw some during the NFL coverage this past weekend and a few other places, too. Donald Trump, the campaign, because I think it says the end, you know, paid for by Trump 2020, something like that, running commercials, defending himself against the impeachment probe that has begun. And the president, of course, unafraid to continue to use his tweets. He said, people understand it's a fraud, it's a scam, it's a witch hunt. I think it makes it harder to do my job, but I do my job. I do it better than anybody else has done it for the first 2.5 years. That's the president yesterday talking about the impeachment probe. We'll ask Adam Carrington about this later on in this hour. Victor Davis Hanson was on with Martha McCallum yesterday on Fox News Channel, VDH, talking about the impeachment probe. What's the end game? That's a question I ask a lot of people. What's the end game here for Democrats? This is Victor Davis Hanson.
I think, Martha, the only mystery is what's the end game with these? Is it just to have an inquiry and create enough chaos? Is it just a primal scream to get this emotion out? Or is it just to have an inquiry and create enough chaos and smears and leaks that maybe you can drive his polls down like we've already seen in the Rasmussen poll today? Or is it to actually have a vote, impeach him, and then have an asterisk behind his name for the 2020 election? Or maybe they believe that they can flip three or four senators in the Senate, and while that's not enough constitutionally to result in a conviction and removal from office, the Democrats can say, well, we had a majority vote to impeach him, and we had a majority vote in the Senate if we flip three or four Republican senators, except for that stupid old Constitution, we would have removed him. It's like the Electoral College. They stopped us.
There you go. That pesky, pesky Constitution always getting in the way. Just got in the way of Hillary Clinton winning the presidency, as we heard last hour. More here. Victor Davis Hanson continues with Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel on perhaps an ulterior motive by Democrats in this impeachment probe. Victor Davis Hanson, the second cut.
Or finally, in a more macabre fashion, Martha, this is kind of scary. I think that they're trying to wear down the physical and mental resilience of Donald Trump. We saw what happened to Bernie on the campaign trail. It's not an easy thing for a septuagenarian to run or be in office. And we know what happened to Richard Nixon during that ordeal. He got phlebitis, pneumonia, and almost died. And I think people think, you know, at some point, the legendary Trump physicality is going to crack. And each one of these assaults, whether it's Mueller or 25th Amendment or whistleblower, it's like an invisible little crack in an eggshell. And at some point, maybe this whistleblower or Ukraine business, the final tap will just implode everything. Yeah. And he will be gone, and we won't have to worry about him anymore. But they all have one thing in common. They don't believe in a constitutional referendum in 2020, as the Constitution states, to have an up or down vote on their president to see if he should be reelected or not.
Victor Davis Hanson there with Fox News, Martha McCallum. I think that's part of it. And the other thing that I've been talking to people about, I talked with Molly Hemingway about this when she was on campus last week, is a strategy to exhaust voters. I think it's real. I think all of this is in a way to get, you know, last time around, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, among voters who didn't like both of them, don't like Hillary, don't like Trump, a majority of them, good majority, went for Donald Trump. This time, Democrats want to flip that. And the way they want to do that is to have those voters say, I don't like them both, but I am so exhausted by all of this, the impeachment talk and this, and it's always all anyone talks about is Trump, but I'm just tired of it. I think there is a strategy here among Democrats, and the impeachment probe is part of it, to just exhaust voters into voting for somebody else, whomever happens to win the Democratic nomination for president. So I think VDH is right. I think the exhaustion, you know, strategy is part of it. And there's a long way to go here on this road to 2020. We'll talk with Byron Henry next about the Supreme Court arguments in front of the Supreme Court yesterday. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.